I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
From UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiem, Nisiya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiem, Nisiya, and the Sakhuya, Tilitin, Homosque Mustail.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. It's been a long time.
The hiatus is back off. We haven't been in here since Fun Drive.
I know.
Which is over a month ago, I believe.
I know. And congratulations to all of you for helping us get to 39,000 and I can't
and
remember
change.
The rest. And change.
39,000 and change. And that money is going to fund a lot of great things here at CITR. So thank you very much to all of our donors and supporters and listeners in general.
Yeah. And if you're wondering who the hell we are and what the hell we're doing, I'm Fleur.
I'm Christian.
And we're part of, or we are You Aware? Music that has something to say. And the method to our madness is to...
There is a lot of madness involved. So we highlight music and musicians, music with a message, or musicians that are using their skills to highlight social justice issues that are current and happening locally, globally, or they're highlighting nonprofits, so local nonprofits or international ones as well. And our goal is to not only educate you, the listener, but to possibly inspire you as well to get involved with some of the issues that we speak about and also play great music as well.
Absolutely. Trying to get you inspired through music to go out and do something that's good for the world globally, locally, or internationally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, globally and internationally. Nationally, there we go. I was just telling you, I was at the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives Gala last night, and I had the privilege of seeing Naomi Klein speak, which was pretty amazing because I've been a massive fan of hers ever since she wrote No Logo.
I just purchased that book at a used bookstore probably a month ago and just cracked it. So what did you think of her?
I thought she was really good. I think she has, it's funny, again, I haven't read anything since No Logo, but there are definitely books I'm going to read now after seeing her. She's changed. She's changed from when she wrote No Logo was in the 90s, and it was around the time of the Seattle protests about the World Trade Organization. Brands were coming up and sort of infiltrating social and popular culture and really influencing people and how popular culture was being created. So No Logo came out sort of standing up against that. And that was at the time that Adbusters, which is a Vancouver-based...
Great
magazine.
Yeah.
They came along and were talking about, you know, let's defunct the man and defunct the system. And there's so much interesting information in there. And she really does speak truth. And she also really speaks from a place that is compassionate and caring. And you know, even last night, you can tell she really cares about people and the earth and what's going on. Her shift has gone from, say, brands and how they influence to more of how the economic system is failing the planet.
Wow. Okay.
Basically.
I was just going to ask you that. What is she talking about nowadays? What is she up on her soapbox, so to speak, and really bringing awareness to?
Well, she was at the Paris talks last year, and it was really interesting to hear her perspective on it because you always see the mainstream media. A lot of them were talking about, you know, this is so historical. And, you know, on one hand, it was extremely historical to have all the governments in the same room agreeing that we must do something. But it sort of falls short, and that's what she was saying. You know, it was this – on one side, it was a massive juxtaposition between everybody finally coming together and saying, yes, we need to do something. This is our only home. We're ruining it, and it's not going to be around for much longer.
Need some action, though, right?
Yeah.
Need rubber hitting the road.
Yeah, and as always with any of these politicians, it's always great hot air, you know, to say, yes, we need to do anything. But then when they go back and actually have to start making hard decisions, that's where it sort of falters. And, you know, there was talk around, do we create UN sanctions for people who don't adhere to this 1.5 degree limit that they're looking at. And you know, they were focusing on the 2 degree limit and they're trying to bring it down to 1.5. We're already at 1 degree higher. So we don't have much wiggle room right now. And like she mentioned, you know, a lot of the hotter countries, which is where I come from, Australia and Africa and those kind of countries and the desert areas in America and things like that, if we go up to 2 degrees, that actually equals out to 3.5 in those countries. So a raise of 3.5 degrees in temperature is catastrophic. A raise at 2 degrees is catastrophic. And I mean, and the effect of that on low-lying Pacific nations and things like that is just, you know, we can see it now. So you know, it was all like, oh, please, you know, what she said was like, oh, please go back and, you know, adhere to what we've agreed to. And we'll, you know, fingers crossed, you tell us what you're about to do and we'll hopefully add it all up and it will equal out to like 1.5 or 2 degrees and we'll all be happy. But of course, that's not how the real world works. And
I'm sure you learned a lot last night, but did you kind of leave the event feeling a little
despondent,
depressed, I was going to say?
A little bit. I mean, there is, you know, and I went with a friend who has a very passionate view about energy and things like that and how we can use it. And, you know, the discussion we had when we left was, it's, you know, renewable energy is great. And yes, we have to look at renewable energy, but not, there's not a one fix issue with or one fix solution with renewable energy. Solar power in Australia makes perfect sense. We have a lot of sun. Solar power in Canada, maybe not so much because you don't have enough sun. And then, you know, what about the batteries that are there to store this solar energy? What are we going to do with them when they're...
Yeah, they're hard on the environment as well.
Yeah, and then everything, you look around and you're thinking, well, everything I do has some connection to oil because either it was, you know, mined and, you know, the minerals that we use for my smartphone was from the Serengeti. And, you know, when you start going down that K-hole into despair, it's pretty... pretty brutal.
I think you just got to focus on the baby steps,
yeah.
You know, and work towards the long-term goal because, yeah, it will take some time.
Well, and
without a question,
they have, and you asked me what she was talking about now, and there's this, the LEAP manifesto, which we'll put up on our social media, but that's something that she and her husband started in this year because it was a leap year, and it was talking about leaping from a fossil fuel enriched economy into leaping past that, because that's an archaic and finite resource that we aren't going to be able to have for much longer. And if we keep our love affair going with that, we're going to not have a home to come back to or thrive in. So it was looking at, let's find alternatives, you know, let's subsidize green energy. You know, all these people that are getting laid off in the oil sands and stuff like that, you know, they're groups from oil employees or oil sand employees are actually coming together saying, we want to be retrained. Retrain us in, you know, solar panel installment or, you know, wind turbine management, things like that. You know, we would rather be
I didn't know that. That's great. Yeah. I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah. So, I mean, and, you know.
So even their mindset, someone absolutely. That's, you know, they're bread is buttered by the oil and gas industry, mm-hmm. are willing to make some changes,
mm-hmm.
Decent changes.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Absolutely. So I would recommend, I haven't had a chance yet to go on to the LEAP Manifesto, but that's definitely this weekend's little project.
And there's a website?
Yep,
so
there's
we can
a website.
Post it?
Yep, leapsmanifesto.org. You know, This Changes Everything is one of her more recent books. There's also a documentary about it. And, you know, it was a really powerful evening. Over 800 people were there supporting the Canadian Centre for Alternative Policies. And they really are the only organisation that actually sort of gives an alternate view to what mainstream media and mainstream and conservative think tanks are pushing out there.
Well, sounds like it was a great event, even if you left, you know, feeling bad for some of the things that are happening in the world. Sounds like you learned something and raised awareness about this. So,
absolutely. And yeah. I think it's just, you know, do whatever you can. I mean, like I said, you don't have a car. I don't have a car. I ride and catch public transport. You know, I try and recycle as much as I can. You know, those kind of things and educating yourself and just tweaking a little bit. You know, we always, when we order takeout for sushi, we actually save the wooden...
And reuse them.
the wooden chopsticks. No, yeah. We actually give them back to them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because we always order sushi from the same place and we have our own chopsticks at home. Yeah.
They so seem just to just grab them. A handful and chuck them in the bag anyway.
Yeah, so. And that's so wasteful. So, I mean, it's this love affair of waste that we really need to change.
Break that cycle.
Yeah, but yeah. I feel like we haven't been talking about the music. We've been talking about
I know.
The big issues.
So we started the show with a local band called We Found a Lovebird. That was a track called Mess We Call the West. They're a four-piece pop rock band from Vancouver. Larry Lecture is their lead singer and leader. And yeah, he got in touch with me and gave us a little sample of the tunes. And I liked that one, so I thought I'd play it on the show. Their second full-length release, which was called Lobby, just came out in late February. And they'll be playing a local show in mid-May. May 14th at Lanaluz. So if you like the sound of We Found a Lovebird.
Where's Lanaluz? I've never even heard of that place.
You know what? I'm not sure. I think maybe I'm not even
sorry, I'm asking you the tough questions tonight.
Yeah, let's ask Google.
Okay, the Oracle will tell us.
Yeah, so I like that track. If you like that, check it out. We Found a Lovebird, Mess We Call the West. And we're going to play more Canadian tunes. What's up next?
Absolutely. We're going to another local band. This is the Zolas that have been around for quite some time. The song we're playing is I Fell in Love with New York from their album Swooners. Their core band is duo Zachary Gray and Tom Dobransky, who has also done some songwriting and produces some of the other local bands around town as well. And he was, I think, in Music for Change back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
From the past for you.
Yeah, in a different band. But yes, Tom was definitely...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're also playing the Pemberton Music Festival in July, which the lineup was recently released, and it's looking pretty solid. Pearl Jam, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, headlined by Pearl Jam. That's the biggie. Snoop's playing, which is cool.
Yeah, and they were on the bill for Sing It Forward in Vancouver this past January. And Sing It Forward, that was the last year that they were going to do Sing It Forward. We have some more stuff about Sing It Forward later on.
Yeah, I think another artist coming up later was also involved this past year.
So it was one of the members of Hey Ocean that put this together as a awareness and obviously fundraiser for the St. James Music Academy, which programs support over 300 kids daily on Vancouver's downtown east side, providing youth music education and obviously providing school instruments and meals and lessons and social support programs to help them achieve their vision of social change through music. So, it makes absolute sense that they would be on this show. So this album, Swooner, was released in March, and they're playing tomorrow night in Victoria at the Sugar Night Club.
Yeah, here's the Zolas with I Fell in Love with New York. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. You're always surrounded, you're always alone. I fell in love with New York, cause I wanna atone. I'm talking to strangers now and I bounce over the rail. I fell in love with New York, where I'm boys for sale. We'll be right back.
surrounded, you're always alone. I fell in love with New York, cause I wanna atone. I'm talking to strangers now and I balance over the rails. I fell in love with New York, where I'm poised for sale. You're always surrounded, you're always alone.
Saturday, April 16th, CJSF and CITR are bringing you Record Store Day, a full noon to 7 p.m. broadcast from locations all around Vancouver. There will be live bands, interviews, prizes, and more at your favorite locations. Beat Street, Vinyl, Red Cat, and Neptune. Come on down or tune in on Saturday, April 16th on CJSF 90.1 FM or CITR 101.9 FM.
West Coast, East Coast, this is illegal dose.
Yeah.
East Coast, West Coast, the religion does.
Uh-huh.
Blast off, wild up, feel the, here we go.
Yeah.
Got cheat, cheat, cheat with a bitter belt. Weep, peep, peep, peep when I be the man. Backwards recoup when I'm in a man. Don't you cheat. That I'm at a plus. Got three coke coat when I'm gonna bust. Got cute 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 with a cup with an over cute. But you can pop the bubble with us,
huh.
Back with the info. They took you hook, line, sinker, low. All these verses sound so slow. Rappers let my people go. Focus, focus, make it last. Rock MCs and I take the stash. Watch this face innovate them, fake them. Let's make this fast. Crown watching, flopping, plotting. Hope raising, stocking. This game ain't saying nothing. Hip hopping is Jeffrey Dahming. So down dumbing. The village no longer slumming. But I've been bombing since Sunday morning. The coming.
You thought that you would have it easy. You weren't even supposed to see me. But now you got the ride for the night.
This thing is out of sight.
It wasn't even supposed to happen. You acted as your own assassin. So now you got me wild for the night.
This thing is out of sight, get it right.
Yeah, what's up Toronto? I'm Johnny Depp, like Tano, the Aboriginal man. You'll pass me the bottle, so we can celebrate Tito. This is my motto, that you too can get it. Like Bono, fight soprano, a tenor that sings staccato. That one in the talent lotto, you commercialized my style. Took it to town, then you drove around a while. But now I want it back with some interest on the cow. Chicken bone me, chicken bone me, chicken went foul. And did you know, whenever I go, my style is wide open. Computer rap, took it back to the crew, enemy attack. Watch it, don't let me make it back. Rock it so futuristic, black. Cocky, suka, the okie dokie, bone face, no face, make it crack. Dr. Chang, man, I'm so funky, like a funky headed act. Dag, whoa, dag, jack, 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 jack. Time's running out. Yo, time's running out.
You thought that you would have it easy. You weren't even supposed to see me. But now you got me wild for the night.
This thing is out of sight.
It wasn't even supposed to happen. You spit your calculated fashion. So now you got me wild for the night.
This thing is out of sight. Get it right.
Lost in the palisade. You lost.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR, just after 6:30 on your Thursday, and as usual, every other Thursday, we are the soundtrack to your evening. Thanks for tuning in. I am absolutely in love with that track right there.
I told you, you know me, I love me some funk. That is in my wheelhouse.
That was Charles Bradley with Good to Be Back Home from his latest release called Changes. He is, as you probably can tell from that song, an American funk soul R&B singer signed to Daptone Records, which I think is an absolutely fabulous record label, and he performs in and records in their recording style that's consistent with the Daptones' revivalist approach, celebrating the feel
Sharon
of
Jones.
Yes,
as well? Right.
Yep. So celebrating the feel of old funk and soul. The way they record, they actually record to tape, which is in my understanding fairly unusual these days. You know, with the technology, most people record in digital. So recording straight to tape is pretty cool, and using old style technology and equipment just to get that old feel on the recordings. So he's also a subject of a documentary called Soul of America that premiered at South by Southwest in 2012. And you're going to love this one. He used to be a James Brown impersonator.
What?
Yeah, so he's got the look
and the funk.
And the funky sound of Mr. James Brown. So his new album, Changes, released April 1st, 2016. So just, what was that, last week?
Like, yeah.
April Fool's
six
Day.
6 days, April Fool's
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, so, and it's pretty cool. It actually includes the cover of a Black Sabbath tune, which makes my heart flutter a little bit. The Black Sabbath song called Changes, so
Yeah, and he's playing Vancouver on Friday, May 20th at the Commodore Ballroom, and I think you and I better go buy tickets.
I'm out of town.
You bastard, you're in Norway.
I'd be there with my bells on.
Oh, yeah, man, all right, I'm going to have to find a date.
Yeah, that's a must-do, that show.
Yeah, so, I'll try and see if...
May 20th, Commodore Ballroom.
Brian McGill, we're going to the Commodore.
Oh, calling him out. Calling him out on the air.
Yeah. Like, what are boyfriends for, yeah, other than making them go to shows that you want to see and don't want to go by yourself?
But yeah, to all those tuning in, check out Charles Bradley. Changes is, I believe it's his third album, and he's just funky as all get out.
Oh yeah, I'll be checking that out for sure. Before that, we had another funky soul brother, but this guy is not American, he's Canadian, and that is, of course, the one, the only Chaos, with his song Wild for the Night, and then in brackets, Egoland, from his album Can't Fly Without Gravity. So Chaos was born in Toronto. He's the eldest of three boys, raised by Trinidadian Jehovah's Witness parents. And the reason I put that in there is because half my family is Jehovah's Witness. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't. I did not know that.
After 8 years of, 9 years of friendship.
I know. You're withholding that.
I know. It was my grandmother, my great-grandfather, my grandmother, a couple of great-aunts, and then my one set of cousins and their mum.
One of my best friends growing up was Jehovah's Witness. So I do have some insight into, what that religion is all about. It's interesting. I've had some deep discussions with him about it.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I'm not very convinced. A, you don't get birthday presents, so that sucks and celebrates your birthday. B, you don't get Christmas
presents.
It's
true. You get less presents, less cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot less cake. And, you know, you can't, when you have an operation, you can't have, you can't take blood. Yeah, you have to have synthetic blood.
And hey, I'm not hating on anybody.
But it's funny because as I was growing up, my grandmother would always talk about these pagans and, pagan this, pagan that, it's bad. And then at 13, 14, I was like, these pagans sound pretty cool. They have like celebrations during solstice and you get presents. And I was looking into them a bit more and I was like, actually, I think these pagans are pretty damn cool.
It's all about the presence.
It's all about the presence and the perception. So Chaos moved along with his family to Trinidad while he was in grade 3. And at that time, he sort of surrounded himself with music to deal with away from Canada. And what a change going from Toronto, Ontario to Trinidad.
Yeah, kind of a culture shock, I'm sure.
And around the same time, he also became a vegetarian at 8 years of age, which is pretty crazy.
That must have been directed by the parents. That would be a weird, or not a weird choice, but you know, choice for an 8-year-old.
My sister became a vegetarian at 13, and my mum was so upset with her that she would make her sandwiches and put raw tofu in the sandwiches.
Wow.
And my sister can never eat tofu again. It's pretty funny.
I imagine.
Yeah. So he's, we love Chaos. He's such a great musician. And he also really talks about what we're trying to do here, positive messages. And, you know, he creates positive messages in his songs, but he also has a good cynicism around mainstream hip-hop's culture's obsession with money, fame, and glorification of violence. So he really is pretty cool in that way. His latest album, which is his sixth studio album, which is what we just heard, was released in September 2015. And the album that we heard was actually written in Trinidad, and the music video was shot there as well.
Oh, cool. Well, Chaos is very philanthropic as well. Not only a great musician, but in 2006 he recorded a version of John Lennon's song Jealous Guy, which is a great song, for the Make Some Noise campaign of the human rights organization Amnesty International, which most people have heard of. And then in 2009, Chaos began the Karma Tour across Canada. And for this tour, no advance tickets were sold, which I think is a very interesting decision in this day and age. I love it though. I think that's great. Fans were simply asked to donate what they think the show is worth as they leave the venue. I would love to hear how that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so cool though. Chaos, as previously mentioned, was also involved in the Sing It Forward fundraiser for St. James Music Academy, which we talked about earlier, which the Zolas from Vancouver were involved in also. So
yeah, and I mean, I think the concept of asking to donate what they thought the show was worth as they leave the venue, it's similar to what Radiohead did a few years ago, well, a while ago now, where they released this album for free and asked asked people to pay what they thought was relevant.
It's like it's kind of like the or a little bit related maybe to the whole honor system thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see out in rural areas at farms at the end of their laneway, maybe they'll leave out produce or eggs or some sort of product that they grow on their farm, and you know, they do leave a price, but they just, you know, they're banking that people will actually use the honor system and pay up when taking products. So I don't know, it's kind of maybe related to that, which I know I've taken advantage of that, and not taken advantage of, but I've used the honor system and purchased from farmers in that respect, and I actually paid more than mm-hmm. what they were asking, just because, you know, I thought it was a good deal. I thought it was worth more, so I did. So I'm sure it worked out for them.
And wouldn't it be nice if we all evolved to that level?
It would be great. Unfortunately,
there's
always, you know, there's always a part of the crowd that takes advantage when taking advantage is a possibility.
There's always one bad apple, unfortunately.
There's always one bad apple, yeah. Who do we have next?
We have Wintersleep with their song America from the album The Great Detachment, another indie rock band. They formed in 2001 in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
I love that little accent there. That's nice.
Well, I was thinking, have I become a Canadian? I was a Canadian citizen by the time we did the Fun Drive show, yes?
Yes, you were.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know. I couldn't remember. The band received a Juno Award in 2008. This is their sixth album and was released in March this year, and they're playing Pemberton Music Festival in July. So without further ado, this is Wintersleep with America, and America with a K.
Think of the time we had, the moments truer now. It won't last. I don't wanna wave goodbye, shout out a thousand times. I love you till the moment dies. What am I gonna do? I can't survive. Time, what am I trying to find? Are you alive? Oh my,
Open Media International is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks. If you would like Open Media to keep campaigning for citizens and internet policy, you can donate to them at openmedia.org or openmedia.ca. You can also find them on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
When I'm gone, move on, fresh love, new dawn, but first promise, dwell on, mess on this.
Refugee crisis is ongoing. Do you want to help? Come to the Hungry for Change fundraising gala on April 11th at UBC. We are raising money to bring a Syrian refugee family to Vancouver. Last day to buy tickets is Friday, April 8th. Find out more at UBC Refugee Relief on Facebook.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in the Vancouver.
In the Vancouver. And that was the Sheepdogs with Downtown from their album called Future Nostalgia. And that's not Future Nostalgia. That is nostalgia. That, you know, that sounds old.
They are right smack in the middle of country hair, old school 70s.
Yeah, totally.
Rock.
And I like it. So.
I like it too. That's a great song. I mean, I know it's it was a bit of a hit last summer, but they can't do no wrong. They know how to put a song together.
Yeah, you got to squeeze some the Sheepdogs in there every once in a while.
Absolutely.
So for those that don't know, Canadian rock band from good old Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, they beat 16 other bands to win the Rolling Stones Choose the Cover competition, which happened in 2011. And they landed on the cover of the Rolling Stone magazine, which is absolutely massive, especially for an unsigned act, which they were at the time. So they were the first unsigned act to be on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. The band released several recordings independently prior to that Rolling Stone victory. And the Sheepdogs is the self-titled fourth album, or was the self-titled fourth album and major label debut for them. And it was released in 2012 and had a great debut. Number one album in Canada. Future Nostalgia, which is what we just listened to, is their fifth studio effort. And it was released in 2015 and actually was pretty successful as well, going to number 11 in Canada on the Canadian charts.
Well, and I think people just think that the Sheepdogs just blew into town after the Rolling Stone magazine victory, and you know, they'd not actually paid their dues. But
overnight sensation, which they were not.
Yeah, they actually have released a few albums prior to getting some notoriety, so good for them. And they've won 3 Juno Awards, and in June 2012, they actually jammed at a top secret backyard in Toronto for Surf Stock. Every summer, this Surf Stock is to benefit at-risk youth. Musicians and celebrities perform at a private backyard party, the location of which is only revealed to ticket holders, which is pretty cool. Surf works with diverse and at-risk youth aged 13 to 24 in inner-city communities in experimental education. God, I can't read anymore. That connects youth and the community and positively impacts both. The youth spend 50% of their time while at assisting others in the community. So it's a bit of education as well as a lesson in giving back and philanthropy.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Before that, we have Born Ruffians, another Canadian band out of TO. They formed in 2004. I'm a big fan of theirs. I like what they do. They released, that track was from their latest album. That track was called Don't Live Up. It was from their album called Rough, which was released in October 2015. And in 2010, they actually did something kind of cool. So they gave a discount on ticket sales for a show if you brought a non-perishable food item for the Guelph Food Bank, which I think that's a great initiative. There's food banks in almost every community, and for a good reason. People don't get or a lot of people don't get enough to eat.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when the prices are rising and the minimum wage isn't rising along by it. So it's, you know, unfortunately more and more people are needing food banks around the country. And especially with in Vancouver with the rents and how much it costs to actually just have shelter in this city. People are basically deciding, well, I need a roof over my head, so I have to put my money towards that.
That's a really good point. The local food bank, I think they did a campaign just before Christmas, this past Christmas, and it featured certain people in their marketing campaigns. And these people are people that you wouldn't think would use food banks. Mm. People that are actually, you know, gainfully employed with decent jobs, but because of the cost of living in Vancouver is so expensive, they have to resort to going to a food bank to feed themselves appropriately.
And this is not a new conversation. Every second day or every day you hear people either complaining or there's an article about it. But you know what? Unfortunately, I think Vancouver is really shooting itself in the foot. They're not going to have young people around for much longer.
Yeah.
Or even the bulk of the workforce as well, because no one can afford it.
That's right.
Do you want to do a little promo?
I want to do a little promo for one of our fellow DJs. So DJ Rec Beach, he's a local a DJ here at CITR, and he grabbed me just in between songs here. So DJ Rec Beach, he's looking for DJs or live acts for Commercial Drive Car Free Day, which is on June 17th.
A great initiative.
Yeah, if you're interested in performing or DJing there, you can get in touch with DJ Rec Beach at recbeacher@gmail.com. That's rec, obviously, with a W. So recbeacher@gmail.com if you are interested in performing or DJing at Commercial Drive Car Free Day on June 17th. Should be a good time, I am sure.
Absolutely. Well, and you know what? Car Free Day has been going for so many years, and it's such a great initiative.
It's awesome to close down the streets and, you know, make things more pedestrian friendly.
Absolutely. So next we have Tobias Gesso Jr., another Vancouverite. We're really highlighting the Vancouverites tonight, which is great.
Love our locals.
Love our locals. He's from North Vancouver, and his debut album, Goon, was released last year. Patrick Carney of the Black Keys, John Collins of the New Pornographers, and Ariel Rechtschad helped produce it, which is pretty cool, and it was included in the 20 biggest breakouts of 2015 on Rolling Stone magazine. The album was shortlisted nominee for the 2015 Polaris Music Prize as well.
Having some success there.
Yeah, and he's been doing some duets with Adele, and everybody loves him, so why not? Let's play him and see what all the hype's about.
Yeah, here's Tobias Gesso Jr. with Without You from Goon. You're listening to Are You Aware?
Changes, ooh, but they all just stay the same. a knife to hail and saw what was left down there in our hide and seek for far too long. Kept my treasures with my bones. Lived for lies, lived for tales, lived for good and hit the rails. Love you, boy, with what I know. Hit that love with my bones. Brought a knife to hail and saw what was left down there and more. Hide and seek for far too long. Kept my treasures with my bones. Lived for lies, lived for tales, lived for good and hit the rails. Love you, boy, with what I know. Hit that laugh with my bones. Found the fire in the rain. Burning drops drown all my pain. Listen to the oceans brawl. I'll find you and then I'll crawl. There's your arrow through my heart. Wanted me, now want me gone. In your hiding, you're alone. Kept your treasures with my bones. Told me lies, told me tales. Lived for bad and hit the rails. Hate you, boy, with what I know. For lies, lived for tales, lived for God and hit the rails. Love you, boy, with what I know. Hear that love with my bones. And then I.
Support for CITR comes from Golden Voice, welcoming Icelandic trio Sigur Rós on their 2016 North American tour on Monday, September 19th at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. Sigur Rós tickets are on sale Friday at 9 a.m. at Ticketmaster.ca.
Thank you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Thanks for listening this evening. It's just after 10 after 7. Thanks for joining us for the ride. That is Are You Aware? That was Ray Spoon with Written Across the Sky from their album called Armor, which was recently released this past February. Sixth album from them. They are a Canadian musician and writer. Their musical style has varied from country to electronic-influenced indie rock and even folk punk. And Spoon grew up as a transgender person in Calgary, Alberta. And after a decade of living as a trans man, noted a preference for the pronoun they in 2012 during an interview with a cartoonist, Alicia Lim, and fellow advocate for the gender-neutral pronoun. And we'd had a discussion about this very recently.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I didn't, I don't know when this came about, not for Ray Spoon, but in general for transgender people in society that don't really identify with one or the other being called they. I found it was interesting. We had the discussion that maybe it was more of a descriptor, but they seems to be what people are going with.
So. And it's funny, they, you know, when I worked at AIDS Vancouver, we had a lot of people that were transgender or, you know, LBQT. Mm-hmm. And there was another phrase that I had never heard before until I started working for that nonprofit, and it was two-spirited. And that's a First Nations term around people that are like that, and it makes absolute sense.
Like, I think that's, I like that personally. Yeah. I think that's kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, and I think people from transgender or who are transgender prefer they, because like you say, there are those two personalities or two senses in there, compared to it, because it doesn't really give you any kind of indication or you know, you're asexual instead of, or agender, if you know, the same concept for that. I don't know if I'm using the right terms. Apologize if I'm offending anyone. I'm just coming up with what I've got in my brain right now. But I think I like two-spirited, and I like the fact that, yeah, if you, you know, embrace the pronoun that you would like to use. And I think the most important thing is educating people. So if people don't realize that you would prefer to use that pronoun, then you know, letting them know will obviously break down those barriers, and you know, anything with ignorance is only going to be met with insight when you sort of explain it, right?
Definitely. To that person. I like that two-spirited way of describing it. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I love, Christian and I have a sort of formula about how we put the show together. I choose, you know, half the show of songs, and you choose half the songs. And I just was thinking, I was like, it's so good because so many times on the show, I'll hear a song that I've never heard before or an artist before, and I was like, I really like this guy, this person. I've never heard of Ray Spoon, or I had no idea who or what or, you know, whom they were. So, yeah, I was just thinking it's so good. Hopefully we're enlightening you guys on new music, but we get edumacated ourselves.
We enlighten each other. Yes, I enjoy that too. I can't say how many times I've, been programming a show with you, and you've slid me some tunes that I've never, ever heard of, and that have, you know, been added to my favorite songs list for, you know, that period of time. So
right back at
great,
you,
great little benefit.
So symbiotic. We're just so symbiotic together. All right, well, let's keep. Oh, hang on. We haven't talked about who was in the middle. So Coeur de Pirate. Oh, God, I feel like I butchered that. The song we heard was Ocean's Brawl from her album Roses. And her real name is Beatrice Martin. And it's Coeur de Pirate. I don't know how to say it. I can't speak French. Actually means it's French for pirate's heart.
Yeah.
Which is cool. She's a Canadian singer-songwriter, francophone from Montreal, and sings mostly in French, but we just heard one of her songs in English. And she actually played piano when she was only 3 years old. I'd say that's a
prodigy.
Prodigy, yeah, absolutely. She entered the Conservatoire de Musique Conservatory of Music. I'm just going to say it in English, in Quebec, at age 9 and studied there for 5 years. So it was probably inevitable that she became a musician after that. And she chose the name Coeur de Pirate to appear not as an isolated musician, but to get a band identity from the start. And she released her debut album on September 16th in 2008 and her third studio album on August 28th, 2015, which we just heard called, Roses. And in 2010, she performed a charity concert for Haiti to benefit Foundation de France Association.
Yes. Next up, we've got the Chemical Brothers. We're going to play Go from their album called Born in the Echoes. This is a great track. This is one that Fleur chose for this week and turned me on to. So those that don't know, the Chemical Brothers are a British electronic music band originating in Manchester in 1989, so they go way back. They have had 6 number one albums, so been really successful, and 13 top 20 singles, including 2 number ones. So these guys would sell units back in the day. In 1995, they released their debut album, Exit Planet Dust.
Which was a huge album for them. Like, I can't believe that was their debut album, because that was so monumental in the 90s. Just breaks my brain.
Yeah, I actually do. I was 15 in 95, and I do remember that.
I'm not going to say how old I was.
I do remember that album. In 2006, it was revealed, or they were revealed as the first musicians to be involved in Tate Tracks, which this is really cool. So the Tate Modern Museum invited various groups and songwriters to choose a work that inspired them from the gallery's collection of modern art and then write a track about it. So the Chemical Brothers submission, called Rock Drill, was inspired by the Jacob Epstein sculpture called Torso in Metal from the Rock Drill, and could be heard on headphones in front of that piece of art in the gallery, which I think that is
so cool.
So in July 2015, they released Born in Echoes, their 8th album, and the track we're going to play in a minute here is from that album.
Yeah, and the Chemical Brothers have been involved in a slew of philanthropic endeavors over the years. Most recently in 2013, there was a jumble sale put together to raise money for abused women in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and vinyl from the Chemical Brothers and Underworld and a bunch of other great musicians, British Museum musicians, were donated to support that cause.
Great cause.
So this next song is damn funky, I'm warning you right now. So I would recommend putting whatever you're listening to up to full ball, getting away from any kind of machinery and just getting your ass out there and dancing. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. This is Go by the Chemical Brothers.
See, we get to the end, but that's where we begin. You feel it? Mannequins, and we breaking the mold. Breaking out, and we breaking the codes. Similar to the jack who stole, to the depths in your wet, so your tank explodes. So get it out. Send your body to flight. Everybody got a target tonight. Everybody come along for the ride. All you studs and your duds and your ladies is fly. Grip the moment like you're gripping the earth. Feel the weight, and you're feeling the girth. Now you get it, now you're feeling your worth. Fitness that you used to make when everything used to hurt. It goes, oh! No time to rest. Just do your best. What you hear is not a test. We're only here to make you. We're only here to make you. We're only here to make you. We're only here to make you go.
Gotta make it on time. Brightest star gonna be the guide. Gotta get you to the other side, to where the butterflies and where the peace resides. The first 5 minutes for the 15 of fame. 5 seconds for you saying my name. I'm deadly sharp shooting the game. Gonna hit you in the soul, executioner's aim. Get together and we building a fire. Clear smoke and it's taking us higher. Hands up, everyone is one. If you see yourself making it, you see in the sun. Metropolis on the edge of control. They take our money but they won't take our soul. Fuck that, ain't gonna do it no more. Won't do what we told and we ain't gonna fold. We go, oh!
make you. We're only here to make you. We're only here to make you. Can't sleep, can't breathe, can't think, can't sleep, can't breathe, everybody jumping out of their mind, everybody going out of their skins, everybody jumping out of their mind, everybody going out of their skins.
And you dig 'em, you dig 'em, you dig 'em, dig 'em, dig 'em, then you crush 'em, you crush 'em, you crush 'em, crush 'em, crush 'em, then you spread 'em, you spread 'em, you spread 'em, spread 'em, spread 'em. Peanut, peanut butter,
dance.
Peanut, peanut butter,
dance, mother.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
Look, look.
Looking real close and you're showing it around like you know me now.
Look, look.
Pumping up the lens, seeing holes and bends, you don't know me now.
Look, look.
Close to the skin, but I never let you in, I'm a sacred cow.
Look, look.
Put away the gear, come on over here, let me show you how.
Blink at me. Blink at me, good. Blink at me. Blink at me. Blink at me. Blink at me, good. Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. On your knees. Roll on over. Let me get a close up. Close up. Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. On your knees. Roll on over. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. Amazing sound as they beat themselves into the ground. Leave the halls where we will spend the night. Hungry and blind, way out beyond the line. Our heads are hiding 6 feet out of sight. Some of us are bleeding and some of us are burned. None of us are following the fight. Some will soon be leaving, some swallowed by the earth, left behind 6 feet out of sight.
Oh, 6 feet out of sight. Oh, 6 feet out of sight.
Assisting the aim of the enemy snipers. And when we are captured, I hope they are kind. And I hope that the wounded are quiet. Horses and guns and trucks by the hundreds, thrown into the fire from either side. Fathers and sons and millions of husbands, sunken 6 feet out of sight. Some of us are bleeding and some of us are burned, and none of us are following the fight. Some will soon be leaving, some swallowed by the earth, left behind 6 feet out of sight. Up high.